I don't think anything causes Christians so much trouble and draws so much fire as a statement that Jesus is the only way, that there's no other way to heaven except through Him. But it's what Jesus taught us. You know, it seems sensible that there are many ways to God. That just seems to make sense to us. But Jesus told us that He was the only way. And when you begin to think about it, how can we find the way? We have to listen to what others say or try to figure it out for ourselves. So you see, the one who brings us the message is very important. Do they have the authority? Do they have the credibility to tell us what the way is? And we can't trust in our own feelings because we don't know everything. Our knowledge is limited, so we can't really figure that out for ourselves. But Jesus has the authority. He came from God, and He laid down His life to show us the way and to provide the way for us. Listen to what Jesus said. It's found in John chapter 10, verse 1, where Jesus is teaching the people, and He's likening us to sheep and Him as the shepherd and the only way. Listen, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they did not understand the things that He was speaking to them. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hired hand and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This commandment I have received of my Father." You see, Jesus has both the authority and the credibility to say, "I am the way." He came from God. He laid down His life for this message of redemption for us. And He was raised from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father. And our faith in that tells us Jesus is the only way because He said so. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus, who provided the way for us. He provided the way for me, that my sins might be forgiven. Help me to follow Him as the only way and my only hope. In Jesus' name, amen.